As we heard a few minutes ago, the minute you drive that new model off the dealer's lot in Venezuela, it appreciates in value. Robert Forster runs a Nissan dealership in Caracas, so how many new models do you have for sale in your dealership?
None. Zero.
And why not?
Because I haven't had cars since 2008. That was the year when the government changed the import law, and they prohibited the entrance to Venezuela of imported cars.
Right. So if you can find a new car anywhere in Caracas, it would appreciate in value. That's just how rare they are right now.
Yeah, exactly. It has to do with the supply and demand, and also due to the fact that the currency, the bolivar, is devaluating every day, and people seek to protect their money. And because dollars are scarce, they look to invest in other things, like cars, for example. And because cars are so scarce, they appreciate the minute you buy it and you put them on the street, they appreciate in almost 25-30%.
So how long are your wait lists for new cars?
I don't have wait lists because I haven't had cars for the last 5 years.
Wow. Do you see this changing anytime soon?
Not with the current government.
And what would happen if an American hears this and says, ooh, there's a business opportunity, I'll just drive some new cars overland from the U.S. down to Venezuela?
No, that's going to be very, very difficult because you have to go through a lot of bureaucratic papers and you have to go through a lot of permits, and probably you won't be able to import the cars here. The only cars that are sold in Venezuela are those that belong to the brands that have assembly plants in Venezuela. That would be Mitsubishi, that would be Toyota, that would be Ford, that would be General Motors. But the rest of us, that's Nissan, that's Honda, that's Mercedes-Benz, that's Audi, that's BMW, and don't have a chance to do business in Venezuela right now, not with the current conditions.
Yeah, and you run a Nissan dealership. How do you stay in business, Robert?
Just selling spare parts and service.
Wow, how's that working out?
Well, it's not working very well. I've made break-even since 2008, but I'm not making any money. Basically, the financial structure of a dealership is made in a sense that what you sell from spare parts and service, you pay off the bills, and the earnings come out from the sales of new cars. So, in a sense, I'm not making money since 2008. I'm just holding on. It's a decision we've taken due to the fact that this is a family business that has been running for 40 years. So it's not so easy just to shut it down. But if things continue the way they are and government decisions do not change, then it will be inevitable in some time that we have to close.
So is the situation so bad that even good condition used cars, or as you guys like to say, pre-owned, are also appreciating in value?
Very, very much, Marco. Even
wow.
There are even used cars or secondhand cars that can cost more than new cars.
Wow, that's a very serious situation, it seems.
Very serious. Yes, it's due to the fact what I told you earlier, that the bolivar is devaluating every day. So it makes absolutely no sense to have bolivares in your savings account. The lack of dollars since almost a year and a half prevents people from saving their money in hard currency. So what do? They tend to buy things, houses, cars, electronic equipments, everything that you can get your hands on that somehow protects the value of your money.
So cars, houses, they're a hedge against inflation in a country where a gallon of gas costs like 25 cents?
Well, less. I mean, I can fill up a 50-liter tank with five bolivares. That would be less than $5 cents.
All right. I've had my mind officially blown on this Thursday. Thank you very much, Robert Forster, for speaking with us.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.